Dawlish Heritage Trail. Hub number 3. The March of Progress. You are standing under the viaduct that supports the railway line, where trains regularly pass overhead. The railway arrived in Dawlish in the 1840s, and it changed the town dramatically. The local coastline and the local economy were both transformed. When the railway was completed in 1846, the coastline had changed, and in many ways fishermen had lost out. They had lost a large shingle ridge, where they used to haul their boats to safety, and huge pipelines running along the track made it difficult for fishermen to move their boats and equipment. The railway also brought benefits for the fishermen and their families. It enabled them to send their fish to markets in faraway places like London or Bristol for the first time. The journey was so fast that the fish was still fresh when they arrived. Pilchards were a Dawlish speciality, but other fish were caught here too. In June 1898, 30,000 mackerel were sent to markets in Bristol and London in a single day. Fish weren't the only local produce that got sent to market by train. Local market gardeners took advantage of Dawlish's mild climate and long growing season to grow flowers including Devon violets and pinks. They sent them to London, where fashionable ladies and gentlemen wore them as buttonholes on their lapels. Explore the fascinating history of Dawlish by visiting the 15 information hubs around the town. Each location is shown on the map in the Heritage Trail leaflet, which you can pick up from the Tourist Information Centre and other places in the town.